we can help you save.
It's in your best interest. Tobacco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
9:05 on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program as we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. As we look outside on the little bit of snow that fell, not as much as anticipated, but still take it easy out there if you're on your way to whatever activity you have, although most of them have been canceled for today. Again, no basketball at the Wells Fargo Shootout today. They will have three games coming up next Saturday over at Kennedy High School. Makeup day is going to be on February the 1st. And more on that as it gets a little bit closer as we get ready to talk some basketball with you. Our plan today was to have a shortened program. We will have a shortened program today and then head over to Coke College for the games. But now that has changed a little bit. So we'll get you some ESPN programming coming up toward the bottom of the hour here. Nothing in the Mississippi Valley Conference last night as far as basketball is concerned. And pretty much nothing coming up today with the Wells Fargo Shootout being pushed back to the 1st of February. So we would go over things if we could as far as that is concerned. There was basketball last night on the college side of things as the Iowa Hawkeyes with a big victory last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena as they topped Maryland by a score of 67-49. A double-double last night for Luka Garza. Joe Wieskamp also with 20-plus points last night for the Hawkeyes. We'll take a break, come back, and talk some basketball with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Are you an aging man who could use a boost in testosterone? Men listening to this station are invited to call now and get a free 30-day supply of Ageless Male Max, the total testosterone-boosting wonder pill. No strings attached, no memberships, and no auto shipments. Just pay shipping and handling. Hurry for this exclusive radio offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. Men take Ageless Male Max to gain strength and muscle and reduce body fat percentage more than exercise alone. Plus, you get a rapid boost in nitric oxide production, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Ageless Male is the number one brand in male enhancement at Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free offer, you must call now. 1-800-467-5270. Your no-strings-attached free 30-day supply is yours right now. 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
One player can't beat an entire field. That's not how the game is played. To win, you need the support, backup, and protection of a team. So when you're ready to make your way in the world, join the team at Smart263. Their apprenticeship program gives you outstanding training, real support, and a smart game plan for a great paying career. And you earn while you learn. Get details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-252-8940.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-252-8940.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-252-8940. 1-800-252-8940.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
9:10, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. And big thanks to Progressive Rehabilitation Associates for helping us out as well with the Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Going to talk some basketball with you. Yeah, no basketball last night on the high school front as everything was pretty much snowed out or iced out or whatever you want to do. As we'll get back to the slate with another game coming up on Monday night. We'll be over at Washington on 107.5 FM as the Warriors will entertain Mount Pleasant. Then on Tuesday night, it will be Dubuque Senior at Kennedy for boys basketball. So a pair of games coming your way Monday and Tuesday right here on KGYM. And speaking of Kennedy basketball, John McCown, the head coach of the Cougars, joining us here in studio. And we had this all worked out. We were going to call you during your youngest son's basketball game today, but that went by the wayside, didn't it?
Yeah, everything got canceled, so you know, all the coaches sit around and maybe cross some things off their list at home, I guess, but we'd all rather be playing basketball. It's that time of year, you just kind of get in rhythm and you want to be playing, but you know, it's Iowa weather. You know, we have to be flexible and figure it out, so now we're going to play four games next week and hopefully get them all in so we don't fall farther behind.
Well, that was the problem last year, is we just got so many cancellations and postponements, and a lot of teams didn't get 21 games in. You didn't get a lot of practices in, and I know we want to avoid that again, but it's all Mother Nature's doing.
It is. But the flexibility is nice within the schools, being able to turn around and play right away Monday. We're going to make up our game from last night with Western Dubuque on Monday, so we don't have to change anything from a scout standpoint. We were kind of ready to go and got a little practice in yesterday, and we'll be ready to go Monday and for a full week. You know, the kids like to play, and they're getting tired of practices. We've had 27 practices and six games, so it's time to get out there and compete against other people.
Yeah, and it would have been a perilous drive from to and from Epworth last night.
Yeah, there's nobody complained when that ice started coming down that we should be on a yellow bus going up to Dubuque. So, you know, it was good. Keep everybody safe, and we'll get it figured out.
Yep, and about a busy week coming up next week because you'll go back-to-back then. You go Western Dubuque and then Dubuque Senior on Tuesday night, and then Wash, and then non-conference game against Davenport West in the second part of the Wells Fargo shootout.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those weeks where we'll have to figure out quick preparations. They won't be long, drawn-out scouts. We'll focus a little bit more on us. And the coaches will have to work a little bit overtime, making sure we're ready for, you know, all the teams are going to throw at us. And we're playing some really good teams, too. So, all in all, if you make it where you want to at the end of the year, you're going to have to play a back-to-back at the state tournament. So, this week is one of those that you can kind of lean on later on and say we've done this before and we're going to be okay.
Right. And off to a good start, 4-2. Two losses to top 10 teams, including one on Tuesday night to Waterloo West. The Wahawks are for real. Came in. You guys had a halftime lead in that game. But, man, West just kind of, you said, wore you down a little bit.
They did. You know, this is a group that's played for 3 or 4 years. Their kids have. They took their lumps when they were younger, and they've continued to get better, and they're just really big physical kids, you know, 6'3", 6'5", kids that have filled out and are extremely strong, and I thought we were great through the middle of the third quarter, and it just, you could kind of see it in our play, but, you know, in our facial expressions, too. We got wore out a little bit from the physicality, and then they got some easy putbacks on offensive rebounds and just kind of pulled away from us, but we learned a lot about our team, and I think it grew a little bit of confidence that we can play with some of the best teams in the state. And, you know, we've had two great practices since then, so it was good for us.
Yeah, and they're athletic, too.
Yeah, they're extremely athletic and fast, and they shoot it a little bit. So, you know, they are a good team, and no surprise to anybody. These kids, we've all watched them grow up, and they are going to be good, and they're going to be a force to reckon with in postseason.
Yeah. Prior to that, though, three straight victories, including one the prior Friday night up at Dubuque-Wallert. And Still think that's the toughest place to play in this league, so anytime you come away from there with a victory, it's good.
Yeah, especially in the second quarter. We were down 15 at one point in that game. They kind of punched us in the face, and we weren't ready for maybe that environment. And, you know, we only have one kid in Caleb returning that's really played a ton of varsity minutes, so a lot of this is new. And playing at home is a lot different than playing on the road, and we've played really well at home. But you kind of have your fan base and the energy on your side. And to drive up to Dubuque and play in that environment was a little bit different. We weren't quite ready for it, but the kids responded really well. And kind of we wore them out a little bit and took a one-point lead at the end of the third quarter and just kind of pulled away.
Yeah, and a good win up there for the Cougars. And, yeah, you mentioned Caleb Schlake, and a good place to start. Seems like he's been there for about a decade, but he's still only a junior. And I know battling a little bit of some injuries early in the year anyway, but, boy, we saw him put on a show against Washington, and he's off to another very good start.
Yeah, Caleb's really, really tough to guard. You know, he can score from the three-point line, he can score off the dribble, and he's really, really good in the post. So we try to use him at all three levels and take what's best for the team. And he's a great passer. So the kids, you know, his teammates are good about getting him the ball and then moving off of him also because, you know, he can finish a lot of plays for us, whether it's an assist or shooting the ball. And he's got a knack for offensive rebounding. So, you know, he kind of does a little bit of everything for us, and he's pretty good on defense. So, you know, he's a good place to start for us.
Well, he's a tough assignment for whoever has to guard him. Like you said, and you hate to put something like this on him, but he's got a little Megan Gustafson to him a little bit because he can score, and it's okay. He's looking left, and throws it to the right, and it goes in a little bit.
Yeah, and he's good with both hands, and he's very, very unique, and he's a hard worker too. He's in there on the off days, and there's a reason all those kids, you know, they just don't show up and play like that. He puts in the work behind the scenes, and he's a really nice basketball player.
Yeah, and he was the guy that was going to carry the torch for this team, and people coming into the season when they heard that your two guys went off and weren't going to play this year, people were saying, well, how's Kennedy going to be? But even in the fall, when we talked to you out at Kennedy for the tailgate tour, you said, you know what, I like this team, and you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, you know, the rest of the guys are extremely fast. We got, you know, a few of those really successful football players playing basketball, and in space and toughness, they're really good. You know, Brantley Koski, you know, he's amazing on the football field, but he's pretty good on the basketball court, too. And, you know, he's not a real big kid, but, you know, you see his athleticness running around, but he also dunked it against Waterloo West too in transition, which is, you know, pretty amazing for a kid that size. You know, and Braden Dolphin is one of the best defenders we've ever had at Kennedy on the ball. You know, he can turn people and spin them around, and he's good in space, and you know, he brings a lot of toughness to it too. Paul Corey's another one of those seniors that kind of lead us, you know, from a verbal standpoint. You know, he tells people where to go. You know, he scores well too, and he's our leading rebounder. You know, Josh White has really become a good athlete in the last year with his work in the weight room and on the basketball court, and he shoots it great. He's another great leader for us. And then Makai Harris, you know, another football player that comes out there and plays a little point, a little off, and guard, and you know, he's fast in space, and we don't have a ton of size, but we're really, really fast, and you know, we feel like people have to beat us for 84 feet and not just pack it in the three-point line, and we press and run around a little bit, and it gets us on, you know, 10-0 runs or 14-4 runs that, you know, hopefully can separate a game and wear people out a little bit.
Right, and I know you like to get up and down the court a little bit with your team, and that's the kind of way you grew up playing basketball, and you'd like to see your teams go.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we have nine guys that can really play a lot, and to utilize that, you have to play fast. And, you know, these guys are averaging, I think, 68 points a game right now, and that's a lot of points in a high school game. And we've been over 74 times, and you know, it's a fun way to play basketball, and it's a fun game to watch.
It is. And you mentioned Brantley Koski, and yeah, he's a lot of fun on the football field, but he can do some things in the basketball court that are pretty amazing too. You mentioned the dunk the other night, but And you got him listed at 5'11", so that's...
And that might be pushing it a little bit. You know, he's probably closer to 5'10".
I've never seen a kid with a motor like that very often, like he's got.
Yeah, yeah, he does. And he's amazing. And actually the kids, you know, he's kind of a homeschooled kid. They do it with a group at Twin Pines Church, but he hasn't been in the weight room yet either. You know, he doesn't lift weights or do anything like that. So, you know, whatever he chooses to do next year and starts that weight program, watch out. You know, there's a different, there's another level in him, too.
It'd be no problem dunking or leaping to intercept passes or things like that. Yeah, somebody's going to get a real diamond in the rough. Don't know who it is.
Yeah, but. And just, you know, Brantley is one of them, but just great character kids, too, that we have on the team this year. They come with a great attitude and willingness to work. You know, so we talked about having 26 practices, and, you know, that's not the way you draw it up, but we get better every day. They just come with the right mindset and ready to work, and we'll have another 20 practices and, you know, 14 games, and every day we're going to get better with this group.
And, well, that, a lot of seniors you mentioned. One junior that's really picked things up is Cole Rubis, 6'6", and obviously, if you know basketball in this area, former teammate of mine, Jeff Rubis,
yeah.
And not a bad guy, but Cole has really picked up the game. Good outside shooter. I know that's kind of where the bread is buttered for him.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a few videos of Jeff playing, and I think Cole is completely opposite of him. You know, he loves to play outside in, and Coach Rubis was an inside-out guy.
Really hurts Jeff every time that happens, too.
It's exciting. And Cole can claims that he's a much better dunker than his dad ever was, but, you know, at 50, Jeff's still dunking, so I don't know if he can take that torch away from him yet. But, yeah, it is fun, you know, having a father-son on the bench and getting to watch them enjoy the game together and compete, and Cole's doing a great job for us. He really, really shoots it well, and he's got a knack for scoring. And he's another kid that can get out there and run and stretch the floor and rebound for us. So, you know, it's been fun knowing him for 7 years and see him develop into a varsity basketball player.
Well, and one of the things I think that we're going to see throughout the season with this team is you can be pretty versatile. You mentioned you like to get up and down the court. That's the first thing. But if you need to, I mean, you can go with, you know, you can throw Connor Colby in there. You can throw Reed Packabear in there. Some big bodies. So you can play that route, too.
Yeah. And those guys, you know, they're unsung heroes as they battle and practice every day and don't get to go show it, you know, as much or if at all some nights. But Connor Colby, you know, he missed. He was a little banged up from football and had a surgery right after the football season. So he's a little bit behind, but he's getting really close to competing for us. He's been playing in JV games and playing really, really well. And talk about a great kid that, you know, can be a superstar in the football field, but can just come help another team out. And that most kids don't do that anymore. Unless they're going to be the star, they don't want any part of competition and athletics. And it says a lot about Connor and Reed also, you know, Packabear. And those kids come and compete and, you know, maybe don't get as many minutes, but just do it for the best thing for our school and for the team.
Yeah, and you mentioned some football guys, Max White out there as well. Helping you out, and a couple others too.
Yeah, you know, Max is really, really hard on himself, and we've been trying to get him to smile for a month and a half. I'm not sure we can get it done. But talk about a fierce competitor. That kid is really, really good on defense. We get him in the right spots. He makes plays, and he's physical. He's a good passer. You know, being a quarterback, it really converts to seeing defenses in space, and he knows where to go with the ball before he touches it. So, he's not a kid that has to catch and survey. He's a kid that can catch and get it to the right spot really fast. And I told him the whole kind of December, I'm like, I don't expect you to make a shot till January. Like, it's not a big deal. Just get out there and compete. Don't worry about it. And he has. He's started making shots in practice and getting more comfortable. So, you know, he'll score for us a little bit down the stretch here too.
Yeah, and certainly have those guys and just what the entire journey they went through. You were a little bit behind for the start of your season, but you can't beat the experience and just the that they brought to the team.
Yeah, you know, multi-sport kids win in February. You know, it might cost us a few games in December, them being late to the party, and maybe even in January, but they win when it matters. They know how to compete. They've been in those moments. So, you know, we talk about it a lot, but we look back on big plays that were made in big games. And a lot of times it's the kids that were out there on the football field. It's kids that were out there running track. It's kids out there playing baseball. They just know how to be in that moment. They know how to focus. They know how to compete. And it just takes us a little longer to get them in the right spots, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And interesting schedule you guys have. A lot of home games early and then a lot of road games late in the season. So that'll be a challenge.
Yeah, especially in this conference. It's like every time you turn around, it's another team that's really, really good and unique, and they do so many different things. You know, it's really tough to prepare every night. And we tell the kids all the time, like, it really doesn't matter what us coaches know. It matters what you guys know. And trying to just get them in the right spots, recognize some action, so they can be successful early in the game and they don't have to learn on the run. But it's fun. You know, it's a fun conference. Every night's a game.
Right. And, of course, today you were scheduled to take on St. James Academy out of Kansas, team that you know, I'm well aware, I would imagine, from your Kansas days.
Yeah, we actually played them when I was at Ottawa. For 6 years, we played them to start the season each year. And they were a new school, so they were about 15 years old, but it's a lot like a Xavier in town here. They're a little bit bigger. They're a 5A school down there, so they probably have about 1,000 kids in the high school. It just unique. You know, it's unique basketball in Kansas City. It would have been fun for our kids. So hopefully, you know, they can make it back up on February 1st, too, and get a chance to compete against somebody we've never seen.
Which I think is good for the kids in the middle of the season, too, just to get out of the conference and kind of have a fun game like that. Not, yeah, you know, just have a good time.
Yep, absolutely. These guys know each other so well from playing in the off seasons and, you know, playing at the Y or whatever. It's like playing against their friends every night. You know, even the kids in Dubuque, they know. You know, they play with and against and in the off season. So this would be something totally different for them.
Yeah, and be a real nice thing. And you get Davenport West next week. I know you were trying to fill that spot for a while anyway. And West just about got Central last night. I think lost by 1 point over in the MAC. So they're capable anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we played them a couple times this summer. They have some really, really good players. And I think they just had some young guys early in the season that are now figuring it out.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up next Saturday in the second half of the first half now of the Wells Fargo Shootout. But talk about the program a little bit. Things good as far as numbers and everything?
Yeah, numbers are great. we got about 25 kids right now on JV varsity. Then we got 34, I believe, still at the sophomore level. You know, and Coach Viss came over to take over as our head sophomore coach. I don't think I mentioned how many kids he'd have to practice with in the little gym every day, but he's doing a wonderful job there. And Coach Garrell's with him also at the sophomore level. He moved up. And then we got about 40 kids at the freshman level still too. And start a new fifth quarter league this year, which is a lot of fun, where those kids, instead of just getting to play in the fifth quarter, they get two games on a couple Saturdays. We did one of them at Liberty, and we're going to host one coming up here. And that's great. A lot of basketball being played.
Well, and that's what the kids want.
Yeah.
It's no fun to practice and not play.
No, it's not. And it would just, we're very lucky that our school understands. And, you know, we are a no-cut district, and that's great. But we got to get all those kids' games to keep them focused on competing and playing and coming to practice. So doing some good things.
Yeah. And you mentioned Coach Viss. Good to have him back on the sidelines. And Did you have to offer him incentives? Did you have to talk him out of that? What'd you have to do?
It didn't take a lot of convincing. Well, maybe it did, because I've, you know, since he stepped down from the girls' side, I started talking to him, and I'm in his ear probably at least once a week. Just if the opportunity's ever there, we'd love to have you. But what an opportunity we have as a staff to learn from a Hall of Famer too. You know, he comes over and he's trying to learn some of our stuff, but just as much it goes the other way, and we want to learn from him. And you know, it's not very often that you can hire an assistant coach with that many years experience. And, you know, our sophomore parents just love him and the kids love him. And, you know, he teaches sophomore classes at Kennedy. It's just a great fit. And, you know, they're 7-1, something like that, just playing really good basketball and having a lot of fun.
Yeah. And You mentioned the freshman coaches as well, and maybe your staff too.
Yeah, we got one new freshman coach in Cole Whirling, so we didn't let him leave. He graduated last year as a senior, and he was a kid that I always kind of kept an eye on because he was so good with kids in camp. And when we had an opening, I talked to him about it a little bit, and he said he's thought about coaching before, and he does a fantastic job. And Ben Struss is still at the freshman level, and then I still have Coach Rubis, of course, and Coach Williams, and Coach Ether at the varsity level. So not a lot of change, a couple new ones, but familiar faces.
Yeah, and good to have that continuity too.
Oh, it makes my life really easy.
And you got the NBA schedule next week, so starts off on Monday night as you get the trip to Western Dubuque, and the record's not glossy, but they're in the same situation you guys had, except they went one more week with the football season, winning the 3A championship, and a lot of those guys are playing basketball, but I would imagine you probably wanted to get them in early December instead of after break.
Yeah, they got another kid back too after break, and they had a chance. They had a really good look at a 3 to tie City High, who's playing well at City High that first Friday. So yeah, they're playing much better basketball after break.
They did, and then after that you get Dubuque Senior, which is a completely different looking team this year for Coach Imers.
Different, but really good again. They're really, really good and tough and physical, and you know they press a little bit, and you know they play fast, but they can also slow it down and grind out the clock. So it'll be a tempo game with them for sure.
Yeah, it would be very strange Tuesday night to see Senior running up and down the court instead of playing a little half court and trying to dump it into Noah all the time.
yeah, I like watching him on TV more than I like watching him.
Hey, him and AJ. Doing a very good job for you and I up there right now. So, and then Wash on Friday. And, of course, we're starting on the boys' side this year what the girls have been doing. And that is only, the 15 games count as far as the conference instead of all 18.
Yeah, so in our bylaws it said that for the 7 years, but for some reason we have never adopted it for some reason. We've talked about it the last couple of years, and yeah, now these games are the ones that start to count the second one around, which is the only fair way to do it because everybody plays inter-city games twice, and you know, sometimes you get stuck with doubles of really, really good teams, and that shouldn't decide the conference championship. This is a fair way to do it, and it's a little more clean this way, easy to figure out.
Yeah, and have you got the shot clocks out? Have you started to do a little bit with that?
We did. We messed around with it a little bit. Just to get the kids to realize that 35 seconds is a long time.
Yes, it is.
If we went back through our film, maybe trying to hold the ball at the end of a game, but we're not going to have trouble with not getting a shot up, that's for sure.
That's what we found out in the girls, too. Yeah. It only went off, I think, two or three times.
And I think, actually, from a defensive standpoint, I think it'll be better because the kids know that you're not going to have to defend for a minute. You know, that clock is there, and you know that, you know, maybe you only have to defend 20 seconds, you know, by the time they get into their set or something like that. So I think you can just keep your focus on the defensive side a little bit more than knowing that they have to attack the rim, you know, and they just can't waste time. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. Not coming, though, till the National Federation says so in Iowa. And so sorry, everybody out there. We'll do our best, but we'll give you one day anyway.
Right, which I think it's fantastic that the state did the paperwork, and Tyler Cleveland did some paperwork to get us to try it out. It'll be fun for the kids, you know, more than anything, and the parents. And you get to feel like maybe you're playing in a college game. So we'll be, you know, over at Cornell on the first, and the shot clocks will be going. So just something unique, and, you know, it's fun to be progressive and try some stuff.
Well, after the holidays, very important time for the next 5 weeks or so, because you need to get as many wins as you can because, again, the eastern half of the state is just going to be an absolute war when it comes to the sub-states and how they're divided out and who gets the seeds and whatnot. Like we talked about beforehand, there's going to be at least two really good teams in each sub-state.
Yep, you can't. There's not enough sub-states to get everybody that deserves to be in the state tournament at the state tournament this year. You know, in 4A is pretty unique that way. I think most years. So getting a one or two seed and getting that first round bye is the ticket, and being able to play the good team that you're going to have to play on a neutral floor and not having to play them at their place is kind of what you look for. So trying to get that one or two seed, but these next 3 weeks, it's important to get games in, number one, but also, you know, prove your worth to the state so they get you split up a little bit.
Yep, and that's the name of the game right there. And all right, no basketball today, but try to find something, you know, basketball-wise. The boy's going to clean off the driveway and shoot some hoops.
Yeah, they've already been begging to go to the gym, so I'm sure we'll be back there at some point today.
Well, John, we'll see you Tuesday night against Senior.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
If you're stuck on the sidelines because of a sports-related injury, get back in the game with Progressive Rehabilitation Associates. Their team of sports physical therapists and athletic trainers treat everything from mild ankle or knee sprains to post-surgical rehabilitation to concussion management. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our 6 convenient locations in the corridor. Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Visit PRAIowa.com.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Update your bathroom with help from Lyons. We have a wide variety of tub and showers to choose from. The Elite Tub Shower includes a 3-piece wall set with built-in shelves and an extra deep bathing well. $389.82 after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
9:37 on the Coach's Corner program. We thank you for listening on this Saturday morning. We'll be back next Saturday with another edition of the program starting at 9 o'clock. Coming up a little bit later on today, we'll have NFL Divisional Playoff doubleheader football for you on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as that will get started at 3 o'clock. And then on 1600 AM at 6 o'clock, Iowa State basketball, as the Cyclones will host the Oklahoma Sooners from Ames. And that is a 7 o'clock tip-off. And then all three frequencies with NFL playoff doubleheader football tomorrow starting at 1:30. Want to thank John McCown, Kennedy boys basketball coach, for stopping by. And a big thanks to everybody out there for tuning in to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning as we get you back to ESPN programming.
The Chiefs had a field goal blocked and butchered another field goal on a snap, and that's how they lost the game. I think we need to like calm down on the Titans hype train. I think the Ravens win this game big. I think they cover. I already bet them, minus 9.5.
Jeff, is it as simple as if they contain Derrick Henry? I think